Welcome, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned into Rosie on the House. This is the 9 o'clock hour, open line hour, anything and everything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about. This is your opportunity to get on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And we'll do our best to use our combined experience and network of certified partners to get you the most accurate, helpful, and informative information relevant to you and your situation with your home. Every home is different. Every homeowner lives differently. Every life is different. So every may not have the same answer for every situation. So we'll do our best to tailor it to you specifically at 1-888-767-4348. Text to questions 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Before we get to our calls, a couple billboard announcements here. I mentioned not every answer is the same. Well, I'm going to retract that statement. Build and block. That should be a universal no-brainer. The best type of construction is masonry for your home, and they've got a great event coming up, the Fastest Trow. It encourages masonry as the universal building solution to sustainability. Arizona's Fastest Trow on the Block. It's actually Rosie's first remote he ever did was at the Fastest Trow competition. That was in the 90s at Quality Block. This year, 2016, it's at Superlight Block in the Chandler. 6741 West Germain Road in Chandler at Superlight's location. It's been there the last couple of years. Great location, lots of room. If you go through a Fastest Trow competition and truly take a minute to recognize masonry and its potential and the variety of options and the architectural and beauty of it, and still think the right way is to build with sticks and stucco on your home, I can't help you. I can't. There's no saving you. So hope you come down and join us. We'll be broadcasting live Saturday, November 5th. You hear us talking on constantly about the future of construction and trade labor. If you are young or you've got a young one that needs to find a way to put a better use to their time and energy, you can come out to the National Guard on Thursday and Friday, November 3rd and 4th, for Arizona Construction Career Days. It's an annual event dedicated just to building tomorrow's workforce today. There's a decrease in the labor pool coming in, which means there's going to be an increase for their service in the future. It's going to be a great career. Let's get to our calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Gene's first on the line in Peoria. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. My question is involving our sewer line that goes from our house out to the street. We have discovered that we have some root intrusion into the sewer line. And we've been checking out a little bit what are our options for fixing this. And the two main options seem to be the epoxy lining or pipe bursting. And I think each one has its pros and cons. And we were wondering if you had any thoughts on which one, you know, is better or how they work.
How old is the home?
26 years.
Do you know what pipe material that is?
Yes, it's. I believe they called it ABS.
Okay.
We had someone come out, and they took a camera and went down through the line, and they found roots at about 22 feet out and more roots, a thicker growth ingrowth of roots, at about 33 feet. It appears that last growth is perhaps under the sidewalk in front of our house as it's heading out to the main line out in the street. And we understand that for pipe bursting, you need to have two holes, one at the beginning and one at the end. And we really don't think it would work to have to get a permit, call the city, have them break up the sidewalk, everything, you know, to get a second hole. They said they might be able to dig a hole a little in our yard and then maybe tunnel out to the final spot. But that's just for the pipe bursting. To put the epoxy liner in, you know, they would just send it down through the clean out. And when it gets to where it's supposed to be, then they inflate it, you know, and the epoxy then seals the pipe. And both are reasonably expensive. So, you know, we'd like to be able to put our money where it's the best place.
Yeah. On that black ABC you have. Now, backing up, they're removing these roots, correct? I mean, you're going to send an auger down there. They're going to clear it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. And then do the procedure after that. Yes.
I don't know that the epoxy lining has ever been tested as a long-term solution to keeping roots out. I don't see why it wouldn't work. I don't think there's any problem on a 20-year-old ABC. You still have a lot of life left in that product, especially being underground and buried with no direct sunlight. It should still be a very durable product. And I would probably lean towards that route. What they do is, you had mentioned blowing the epoxy. Well, I don't know about this drain and how they do it. The demonstrations we have seen, it's actually sucked. So you have your drain out up at the house that the product is poured into, and it's got an attachment on it so that it's not pulling just air. It's actually pulling the epoxy, and the machine, the vacuum machine on the end of it, is sucking that epoxy, and it coats the entire inside. So I'm not sure how they do that on a drain system that's tied into the city on the far end. It sounded like they would just blow it. I would want to know, how do they ensure that that gets all the way into the drain system that's attached to the city? How do they verify the product has gotten that far? Because I know they're not digging up the sewer side and putting a piece of equipment there. That's my question. How do they know that epoxy is perfectly coated all the way to the end? When they're doing it on a water supply line, that's very easy to do. On the drain side out to the city, I'm not sure. So check that, and if they've got a good way that they can ensure they're getting to the end, I would probably lean towards the epoxy just because it's less intrusive. The pipe has still got a long time left to it, and the pipe bursting where you're replacing the line underground with water jets, I'm just not sure you need to go to that extensive route just yet. If it was something older, like a galvanized or the old clay piping from the 50s, I would definitely do a replacement. And pipe bursting is probably a little bit more expensive than trenching, but if you've got a great mature landscape or you just don't want to deal with the mess, that's a great alternative. Obviously, there's still some where you tie in at both sides. You've still got to dig that area up to physically make those connections. But you had mentioned the driveway or a walkway. If you've got hardscapes, mature trees that you don't want to disturb the roots, that would be the route to go. But I don't think it's something for your case, you need to worry about. I would go to the epoxy. If you get our weekly newsletter at info@rosieonthehouse.com, at the bottom, you'll see the area where you can sign up. You'll get an email every Thursday. Gives you a lineup of what's coming up on Saturday's program, as long as our article. It's the only place you can get our article regularly and consistency now. And this week we talk about lighting and updating light fixtures in your home, or even light bulbs. There's a lot of new technology with LEDs. You have your compact fluorescents. You've got your halogen. You've got your old incandescent. Even just changing the type of bulb you use can change the look and feel of your home. There's some great places throughout the state you can go see these light displays. Statewide Lighting, if you are at rosieonthehouse.com, you'll find their address for their Scottsdale location. Robin Childers has been with us probably close to a decade. That's where we go for all of our lighting needs and fixtures. I don't even want to know what his electric bill is, but he has a huge display of lighting fixtures and helped us walk through this article that we put together for y'all. You can also get it on our blog. I had mentioned the newsletter. Well, it links the full article to our blog. So rosieonthehouse.com, you can get the article as well. Throw new light on your life is the title. You can get it right off the homepage on the bottom left-hand side. You'll see the blog link. And we'll talk through parts of this article and updating your lighting fixtures as well as taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. It is the open line hour of Rosie on the House.